So this particular foil is actually one I've used in different forms many times. So this is the computing pyramid, although this is a computing triangle, and you will see computing cones in other parts of my foils. So the idea of a computing pyramid is that if you look at computers, there's a huge number of very cheap computers, which are typified by PCs, or if you want to be exotic, by video game controllers and personal digital assistants and digital set-top boxes. And there is at the top of the pyramid, you have so-called supercomputers, which are the very large-scale machines, such as the large IBM SP2 at Cornell and similar machines at Pittsburgh and Illinois and San Diego, plus a bunch of other. I mean, there are some 200 so-called supercomputers around the world, typically from Cray, IBM, and Silicon Graphics. Now, so at the bottom you have a lot of not very powerful computers, and at the top you have a few powerful computers. Some useful numbers are that if you look at the how many dollars are going into the various fields, you will find that about 100 times as much money is spent on PCs and stuff like that as is spent on supercomputers. I mean, the computer industry is about $100 billion, plus or minus a factor of two, and the supercomputer industry is $1 billion, plus or minus a factor of two. The other number that's worth bearing in mind, which is that if you look at the total compute power of all these little computers, it's about 1,000 times the compute power of the world's fastest supercomputer. So this is quite important for understanding why Java is important, because Java, if you like, is the computing language of the bottom of the pyramid. It's the language which has been designed to support the machines at the bottom. So one of the fundamental reasons why the web and Java is very important is that it is supporting this huge number of machines, and it is supported by a computer industry which has enormous size. And because it has enormous size, the cost of a piece of software is much cheaper for a PC than it is for a supercomputer. That's if they have the same functionality. It's also relatively clear that if the number of sales in a field is 100, the sales in another field, you can afford to hire more people in the low end than you can at the high end. So at the end of this class, you'll all be very well prepared to have a job in this very large computer industry at the bottom. Even if you were prepared to have a job in the top end, there aren't quite as many jobs because the field is 100 times smaller. Actually, this particular